now time for a very on cassette edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I am sitting here with a man who uses a pencil to rewind cassettes. Basher.
I used my finger back in the day. But
yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah, like that. I mean, he just keeps a pencil on that.
Actually, when she was using that pencil, I was like, would that even work? I guess it would.
It definitely does.
I mean, what if it was like one of those, but like some pencils have those like I don't want to say edges on them, but you know, like some of them are like completely cylindrical and some of them have little ridges.
Oh, the fat boys with the metal part on.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. Like, would those work?
See, that's the thing. So why even go through it and just, we all have a pinky finger. Well, most of us do.
that would hurt, though. Those things are sharp, man. Okay. For the people that don't know, we're talking about a cassette tape. If you don't know what that is, you're probably over the age of, or under the age of, what, 30 probably?
Yeah.
We're here to talk about Mixtape, the game that has just, everybody loves, and there's no controversy at all, Mixtape. We're getting this one a little late, but I actually played it the day it came out. I was actually looking forward to it, and yeah, so we're going to talk about it. But here, before we do that, gpopfans@gmail.com. I don't have a new phone number yet because that takes time, and I have to. Google wants me to give them an ID, and I just haven't decided if I want to do that. So gpopfans@gmail.com if you want to write in and let us know what you like about Mixtape. But let's talk about the details of Mixtape. On their last night together, three friends embark on one final adventure. Play through a mixtape of memories set to the soundtrack of a generation. En route to their final party together, a perfectly curated playlist draws three friends into dreamlike reenactments of their formative memories. Experience a variety of narrative vignettes exploring the pivotal moments that shape them. Players will immerse themselves in the teenage wasteland by playing through a mixtape of joyful gameplay, from skateboarding and flying to take photos after hours at an abandoned theme park, hitting baseballs, and putting a fireworks show on from the backseat of a car. It's the greatest hits of the teenage experience, from the first kiss to the last dance. Skate, party, avoid the law. Oh, then there's... Guys, that was a mouthful in the worst way possible. This is available on Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. It is on PlayStation as well, from what I know. Not multiplayer or anything like that. This is a kind of linear, not very long, 3-hour adventure. So, Mixtape. Let's talk about it.
Why were you excited for this game?
Because I am a 90s kid, and I'm also on the autism spectrum, and I made so many mixed CDs because that's how I expressed, like, to my friends how I thought about them. Like, I was literally having a conversation the other day with a friend of mine, and she's like, oh, I found one of the CDs you made me. Like, it's dumb, but the concept of reliving your high school years with a mixtape, like, it worked on me. Like, it was instantly just something that would work on me. Now, I was not inside of like, oh my God, it's going to be the best game ever. Like, I was just like, you know what? This is cool. I want to check this out.
That is so fair enough. Okay. Remind me to ask you a question about the mixtapes you've made, because I had a beef with this game that I don't think... you said there's a controversy. I'm not up on the controversy. So...
The controversy is that it got raving scores, and people say it's not deserving of it simply because of you don't play the game. The game plays for you. And there's accusations of a lot of even though this is being quoted as sold as an indie game, the publisher is Annapurna, and like
game.
They were buying reviews, and it's like it's not Gamergate level, but basically people are upset that it was so revered for so many people when it's not, quote, a game.
It's funny how this is the one people are up in arms about, considering I mean, any listener of this show knows I've been saying this since day one.
This is not the one to die on, people.
I've been saying this for a long time with these quote unquote games that are being put out and being pushed on certain platforms and stuff. Right off the bat, I would say I really enjoy the aesthetic of it, the overall animation art style of things. we're in that mode right now where people are chasing that Spider-Verse animation. Like that popped off.
Yeah, it's definitely become a thing where it's so derivative that it's like, but it kind of is. It's like you're never gonna not think of that Spider-Man, you know, art style. And so I guess I don't know why people are trying it so hard, but anyway, sorry.
No, you're good, because I mean that's sort of my issue with it, because it's like it's very good, very well done, and I enjoyed it. It's the first thing that stood out to me. Then also I'm just like, yeah, I also watched Into the Spider-Verse. You doing anything with this? You know, like, are you making it your own anyway? And it doesn't really do that. There are some really nice scenes, though. Like, I give it credit. Like, when the scene where I think they use it in a lot of the marketing material, where they're like, when they're going through the field and stuff, you know, like kind of flying through the grass and stuff. And like, I definitely felt that, you know, like it was definitely an experience, you know. And for the most part, I liked the overall concept of it, you know, like it's like you said, like reliving that time in your life. And it's interesting, because there are things I wanted to relate to so bad, but at the end of the day, it's like this is ultimately felt like a movie version of what people would make for like their time as a kid in the 90s. And I'm just like, it didn't feel like, for lack of a better word, it didn't feel true enough. I don't know. It's just something.
No, it's a weird one, because I guess to set it up a little bit, like the concept is you play as, I already forgot her name, honestly. The main character, she is leaving, and like, is it a trope? I don't know if it is, but it's like, their friendship is ending in many ways.
That's
and I think we've
trope.
All been there, right? And it's so, while the one person is happy for them, the other one is secretly happy for them, but also feels betrayed, you know, like it's that, hey, we had all these plans and you're doing something else. And like, I think every family sitcom has done that episode, to some extent. Mm-hmm. However, that's part of the trope too, of this being like aimed at people from the 90s like me. So like, it worked on me. You've got kind of the stoner friend who's just kind of funny and quirky. And like, they talk about your first kiss and how like kind of weird it was. And it's just, it does have it's 90s bait. It's 100% 90s bait. Like there's a part where you're making slushies, or if you're from certain parts, a Slurpee, if you're a 7-Eleven person, like I was, like, yeah, like we all did the thing to where it's like, I'm going to mix 5 different flavors. Like, clearly the people that made this are 90s kids and they wanted to relive that a little bit. And it, for me, where like, what I enjoyed about this game is like every chapter was a little bit different. You know, like you had the baseball chapter, and then you had the slushy chapter, and then you had the video store chapter. Like, I was never doing anything that was like gameplay centric. Like, I wasn't like, oh man, like this is, I can't believe how good feels, anything like that. But this notion that it plays itself, I do not understand. Like, can you get through it without ever pressing a button? Probably.
Listen, like that's the thing I would say, you know, like it's a walking simulator. You just hold right, you know, like.
Right.
It's hyperbole, but at the same time, like, if you don't like these kinds of games, I don't see why this one in particular is any worse than the other ones. Because I generally do not like these kind of games. These are never my kind of games. There's just not enough gameplay, and the gameplay that is there is just. Especially this one. This is one of the ones where they take the few moments of gameplay that just annoy me, you know, like there's the rewinding of the tape. It's like, give me some puzzle mechanic here, some brain teaser, something, sure. You know, like it's like even like I remember my niece had a Wii back in the day, and like they had all those games for the kids, so you just kind of waggle the Wii around and whatever. It's like stuff like that. It's like, it's fun. This is gimmicky, but it's fun. Where this is like, you literally just kind of rotating a controller stick, holding down a right trigger, and it's like,
sure,
you could do something more there, I feel like.
Right. And like, so some of the earlier parts is like the skateboarding part, and like you are skateboarding and you can ollie and things like that. And I think that's really the only one they go back to more than once is skateboarding. I think you do that twice. But I think where for me is like, you know, we've had debates about like something like the Artful Escape and, you know, your criticism of like, you just run right. And like, yes, you're not wrong, but this is the one. It's like, yes, well, like while the quote gameplay, like I'm controlling two tongues with the joysticks is like, not quote gameplay, they don't go back to the well every time. Like you pretty much do everything one time and you move on, where something like the Artful Escape is like, no, you're doing the same thing the whole game.
Right.
You are running right the whole game. You are jumping, you're hitting the right trigger to do a guitar riff. Whereas this is like, and yes, that's its own experience, but this is like, they actually took time to make every single chapter unique. And I like, in some ways, I think this is the perfect hybrid of what you like and what I like. It's short, it's to the point, it's got a theme, it's bait for a lot of people, but that's the point. And mixtape for me, like, I think honestly, like the worst part of the game is like some of the soundtrack didn't hit for me. Like it's called mixtape. And while there is some awesome songs in here, some of them just didn't hit for me. But granted, I think that's going to be everybody because everybody has the music that they were into in the 90s. But I do think they did a good job of trying to find a song, whether it was super popular or it just really fit into the scene that they were telling. And like, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I had a good time with it. And I feel weird saying that after the controversy, but like, that's what it is. Like I had a good time living through these characters and just having a 3-hour experience, I guess.
See, that's so like, so the thing is like, I genuinely hated this game. I think like, but not for anything, not because it's mixtape though. Like I feel like that's what I'm missing here. That like I would say that, and people will say like, oh, so you're part of that side of the fence. I'm like, what side? I've always hated these games. Like since the infancy. Like I don't think there's enough gameplay here. But I would say more specifically to mixtape though. The character I kind of liked, I didn't get enough of. Like honestly, I wish this game would have been in the point of view of Cass, because I don't like what's her name, Stacy. I just don't like her as a character. Like from the very outset, I didn't like that character of, you know,
she's the rebel. Like,
well, Cass is the rebel.
She's
Well, I guess they're all rebel teenagers.
Yeah, in a way, no, like
Cass is the one that literally burns the place down and says, "Like, look at me, I'm here, and don't you dare!" Like, yeah, she, like, I like Cass's big growth spurt there.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like, but she's the rebel because of the parent, right? Like, she's got the police dad, so like he's overprotective, and like she's the rebel because she's confined. She's pigeon held. Yeah. Like, whereas Stacy is the rebel in that, like, she's got all the support in the world from friends and she's obviously got talent, but like, she's also, what's the word I want to use? She's very punk in that she's like, well, I don't really care about anything. Like what I care about is music and that's all I care about. And it's like, I can appreciate that.
So interesting. So we're having this kind of conversation. Cause when I see Stacy, I'm like, you're a spoiled loser and I don't like you in any way, shape, or form. Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah, no, she's spoiled.
Like,
for
you're
sure.
A spoiled loser, Brad. And no, I'm surprised you have any friends. You know, like she's that person in the friend group I just don't like. Whereas, like, the stoner dude, he's cool, he's laid back, he's chill. Cass, I see where your angst is coming from. Whereas Stacy's entire thing is she's so headstrong about going to New York to be a music producer? No, engineer, something like that.
Essentially, yeah.
And up to this point, they had this road trip planned, I believe. And she's like, or they had something planned, and she's like, nope, we're not doing that anymore.
It was a road trip. It was Route 66.
Yeah, there we go. I think a better game. She's like, I think I did like Route 66, but she's like, yeah, so they had this game plan, and it's the end of school, and they won't see each other again. You know how this goes as a kid. Like, I'll never see you again. And right. And honestly, for a lot of us, that's true as kids. Like, when you move out of school. And she's like, well, screw you guys. I'm doing this instead. So we want to do it. So instead of doing this, I'm going to do that, and then we're going to do this instead. And she's like, an at like a butthead all the way through. Like she never gets.
But that's why I like her. Like, again, I don't like her, but I like the character because, like, it. While I don't think many people in high school were planning a road trip to Route 66, but, like, I think there's spoken and unspoken, at least when I was in high school, of, like, you know, some of these people you were going to be friends with forever and some of you weren't.
Right.
And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And, like, I think it was a good sort of, I want to say, like, send off, but, like, I the last scene between Stacy and Van, like, I really enjoyed. Like, it was the moments of I've been there, I guess. And I think that they captured a lot of those moments well. I don't think that. And so this is where, for me, like, it's a little strange in that I liked the baseball sort of flashback. I thought that was kind of neat. But, like, I didn't really enjoy the ones where, like, they were, like, running through the field and just, like, floating. Like, I don't understand the symbolism behind that one. Whereas when I understood the symbolism, it just worked on me. And I think it's very clear that whoever made this, like, we could be friends, you know, like, I could be friends with the developers in this because we come from certain places and we just had the way we think. And, like, Stacy was me, I guess, in a lot of ways. Maybe that's why I identify, because I always had a chip on my shoulder, whereas Stacy definitely has a chip on her shoulder. We don't ever really know why.
Right.
And I think that's part of the charm. But, like, at the end of the day, like, that last scene with Van is just, like, it's very simple. And I think that, you know, I've been in a similar situation where, like, it's the last time I was going to see this person probably ever. And so, but, like, how do you handle that? Like, what do you do? And I think that the way that they handled it, it worked for me.
I mean,
whereas, go ahead.
Yeah. And that's exactly where, like, just personality wise, what this game does to people is where it's like, you got that perspective out of it. And the perspective I got was, she ruined my plans and she does not care. Her apology was never even an apology. It was, I'm going to take this charge for you, only for the charge not to even go through. Like, cause the cop dad came through and said, well, screw it, you darn kids. Like she never gets, like, her come up, and she never gets, like, her lesson told. She just does whatever she wants and gets away with it. And I'm like, and then so does Cass, because, what's Cass, your dad's the police. Like, you're a whole cop daughter. Like, like talk about chip on your shoulder. Like, you're never getting caught doing nothing. And if you do, it's getting swept under the rug. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I was just a hater the whole time. It's like, I don't like you kids. I didn't resonate with them or any one of them at a point. So that's where the game kind of lost me. That's just a personal life experience. Cause it's just like, yeah, I had friends I knew people like that, knew kids like that, but we weren't friends with them now. And it's like, or they annoyed me even then. So, like, I'm glad, like, people get to experience that again. Like, that's a very cool thing. Like, but, I do have a question for you, because this was bothering me, because this takes place in the 90s. It's supposed to be a 90s love letter to the 90s, and this, she's making her mixtape or perfect songs of the summer and whatnot. Why aren't there any maybe I have to look it up, but there weren't a lot of 90s songs. They felt like the 80s and 70s to me.
That's fair. No, I actually came up with a similar, there was some early 90s stuff.
Early 90s.
I think
when you made those mixtapes back as a kid, because, again, like, I left this thinking, like, this is not to make it one of those podcasts, but as a black dude, I'm like, is this the white experience growing up?
Whoa. You're black?
Listen, spoiler alert, guys. We just lost all 7 listeners. but I'm like, is this the white experience? Because, like, in the 90s, I remember, like, and I'm a child of 70s gold. The 70s is my favorite genre of music. But in the 90s, though, especially in LA, because this is happening in California. Like, the 90s, this was the boom of hip hop. Like, it was almost hard to escape it. So I'm like, there's no 90s music. Like, I thought it'd be 90s heavily, as opposed to more late 80s, I feel like. So was your mixtape more late 80s stuff in the 90s?
No. So like I'm looking at the list here. And so there's Lush, which was 1990. Silverchair, which was 97. Smashing Pumpkins was 95. Yeah. 93 was David Gray. And then the Eye Gougers, which I had never heard of, but that says it just says 90s.
Okay,
and then All Clear was also the 90s. So there is, I think Smashing Pumpkins is the only one from the 90s that hit, I guess. And that might just be personal preference. I don't know. That's going to be fun to edit out. I think that I would be interested to see somebody else. You asked that question to somebody else because I wonder which songs that they identified with. But no, you're not wrong in that a lot of these songs were 80s. I think there's more 80s songs than anything So no, I guess it's probably even.
Like they have my girl Coltrane in there. I'm like,
yeah.
She's born in 1940. Like what are you doing? Like and don't get me wrong. Like I'm not saying like 90s kids didn't. What it came off to me like. It came off to me a little inauthentic with the music choice, and I mean that coming from the place of like I felt like the lead person, whoever chose these songs, I feel like they may be even older than like, because I'm 40, you're late 30s, so like I feel like they're even older than that, and they're remembering their time in the 90s. Not at the age of these kids in mixtape, because the kids in the mixtape, that's not really what they would be into.
That's tough.
For the most
part,
I don't think anyway. I could be wrong. That's why I'm asking.
What I'll say is like, while I am a white kid from Indiana that was born in the 90s, that means like I really didn't form, you know, memories and like identity stuff from the 90s until probably the late 90s. So it would be interesting to see if somebody that was maybe born in like 85 or 86 or something like that and got to live through the 90s in a way that their memory, you know, it can actually be the entirety of the 90s. What I can say is that a lot of the, like The Cure was on here. Mm-hmm. BJ Thomas, and then you already said Alice Coltrane. Like, I do know people that I went to school with that knew them. Now, they were not the majority, but I also lived through the pop explosion,
right?
You know, like 2001 when Yellow Card, Story of the Year, right, Linkin Park, like when all those bands really took off, like that is what I lived through, and that's the formative like music for me. However, I was very much aware of a lot of these songs. Now, were they on my mix? No, but I think that there's enough on here that is quote correct, I guess,
which is fair. Like, cause like again, like I finished the game and I'm going over that the songs that I heard. I'm just like, some is very 90s, but then some is like super, like you have to be like to really be in the Coltrane in the 90s at that age. You like you're like your dad is a music like lover, you know, like it's like it has to be like deep in you at that point, because I was born in 86. So 86 East Coast black kid, if I'm making my mixtape, I would love to put like Patti LaBelle on there, the Pips, Four Top, like all these guys on there, but like at the end of it, but like let's, my mixtape, my CD that I'm bringing to school with me, that I'm hanging out with the boys with, like, it's going to have, like, Run DMC. It's going to have, like, actually, the thing that sparked this for me, honestly, was when she, and it legitimately pissed me off, was when she said, the stoner asked Stacy, like, so what song, you have a perfect song for everything. What song is for this occasion? She's like, well, it was going to be Monto Jordan. But then I thought, although I'm like, why are you teasing me like that? Like, this is the 90s. The only, like, black music you have when you're is, like, dudes from, like, the 80s, like, who they're hot when you're in the 70s or something. I'm like, You're not going to play any R&B? Like, you're in California. There's not single R&B song that was on your mixtape. Not a single hip-hop song. Like, I don't know. It felt a bit performative. And maybe that character herself is performative. Because there were kids like that in my school, too, who were like, you listen to that? I'm like, okay, I get it. But like,
yeah, there's always like oh, that's not real music. Right. Yeah, those people were always just shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So like, I expect a little more poppy hits, but other than that, I'm like, it seems a little bit performative, but it may be part of the character. That with the, I didn't really connect with any character specifically. Cass was my favorite. Then I think this game would have hit for me a lot harder if those small gameplay sequences were just a little bit more quirky, a little bit more, you know, like so many times people make these games like an ode to the 90s, an ode to the old times or the 80s, whatever. It's like, well, why don't you put that in the gameplay as well? Like, put some 90s game mechanics in there. You know, like some old school game
mechanics. That's fair. Yeah, no, I had the same thought, kind of the game's called Mixtape. It kind of doesn't matter, I guess. Like, because that's really not what it's about in some ways, which that's the point, but also it's not. Like, it seemed like they were trying to tie together somebody's greatest hits of their own personal, you know, collection with these memories in a fantasy way, like not fantasy, like, you know, like Elder Scrolls, but like when you go and think about,
right,
like the part where you're running, like when, yeah, you, like the Ferris Bueller scene, the Ferris Bueller part of where they're running to beat the car home, kind of,
right,
thing. Like nobody really did that, but when you remember that time that you did, that's something what it
feels
like that,
like.
Right, that's what it feels like. And it seems like that they, I would not be shocked if this was a game about the 90s first, and then the mixtape part of it came second. Because while I still think it works, I don't think it's a home run in terms of the soundtrack, as well as, like, again, a mix CD in my era, or even a mixtape, because I guess there was still some mixtapes back then. Like, it was an extension of you, as well as just sort of almost like a little time capsule that you made for yourself or somebody. And I guess where I wanted to see more is like, what does it mean to give somebody a mixtape? Like, why did you call this? Why would somebody that hears the term mixtape be like, wow, okay, like I get it. They never really go into that. And that's, I think, the downfall of the game is like, it's a cool little 90s nostalgia trip, but it's not really about a mixtape.
Does she give him? She doesn't give anyone the mixtape, right?
I don't think so. Well, there's one scene in the car where they pull out an old mixtape, I think, and they start listening. Yeah, like,
she doesn't give anyone her mixtape.
The what's his face does give her his work.
Yeah,
right. So like, I get that, but that's not the same thing. No. So yeah,
this is the point I was making is like, the whole, like, not the whole point, but point of the mixtape is like, I make this mixtape for you, like, right, for us, you know,
or for yourself. Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been more interesting if I'm making this mixtape, like, it's like you said, like, again, like, these games want to tell a story so badly, and this is not a bad one. It's just, I just would, like, there's so many ways you can go with this, like. Like to your point, like, this should be, if you're gonna name a mixtape, it'd have to be about music. Like, let me pick from the songs at the end of each chapter, and at the end of the game, I have my own mixtape that I can give or keep, whatever. You know, like, there's so many different ways you can
incorporate
music. It's not really incorporated, it's just there.
Right, like at the very end, like, I think it would have been a cool thing to be like, hey, here's the music in this game, like, make your own mixtape. You know, what's your top five songs from this, and then I don't know, have a scene where she gives it to somebody, because it is lacking a little bit of that self. Like, it's crazy that it's such a 90s, like, like, we want this to be 90s, think about the 90s, but then they never really give you a chance to sort of put your spin on it or like how you view the 90s. Like, there's a chapter or two or maybe more that like hit for you if you're a kid of the 90s or you're from that era, you know, something like that. But you never get a chance to really, like you said, make a mixtape. So it's a very strange, strange isn't the right word either. It's just,
that is my issue with it.
It doesn't quite connect. So
I guess that is my issue with it ultimately. Like, it is a very personal game. And usually when we play games like this, they are very personal games. They're all very personal stories. Like, we played one where it was just some guy and his dog. And it was like, it was literally just about a guy and his dog. Like, he didn't have a lot of family and friends. And it was like, just doing his dog, you know? It's like, I don't have dogs. I don't like dogs, but I can connect with the idea of that, you know? Like, it's a very simple emotion, general emotion to connect with. Whereas mixtape is a very personal game, but it's very specific. Like, Stacy's a very specific character with specific choices and specific tastes. So when it's all said and done, I don't feel like I connect with her at all, or even the things she's doing. Whereas if you gave me some player agency and gameplay mechanics, then I could put myself into her position. Like, let me make the choice. Do I want to go back or not to save this girl? Do I want to drink or not tonight? Like, let me make these choices, and then maybe I could feel more connected to her story, and then the game itself. I just never got it. So it was so personal, and now I'm so disconnected from it. It just never hit for me.
Yeah, and it's tough because you're 100% right. Like, if this doesn't hit that nostalgia part of your brain, like, it's a complete miss. Like, and that's okay.
It is,
I guess. But at the same time, like, what's the word I want to use here? Then what was the goal? I want to say what the goal was.
Like,
it makes it more difficult to really, it's not even like recommend it, but it's just like, it makes it more difficult to talk about, or it makes it more difficult to resonate with. And so I guess to kind of wrap this up, like, and I think that's where this controversy is coming from. It's like, people that it doesn't click for, they're just like over the moon of just like, this is the worst thing I've ever played in my life. Right. Like, and I'm just like, I don't like, this is not the one to go after, guys. It's really not. Like,
as a lifelong hater, I'm not saying that. It's not the one.
Right. Like, I'm saying this as a fan of the game, so whatever. Like, this just wasn't the one, guys. Like, like, it really wasn't. And this notion that, like, this is the worst thing ever made. There's no player. It's not even a game. It's like, okay, like.
But why this one?
This back into what you were saying. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying, like, why this one of all of them? Like, continue.
I think it's because it had the fervor. Like, it got a bunch of high scores and it was on Game Pass, so it was very accessible to a lot of people without a huge, like, if you were already on Game Pass, you were able to play it. And really what it was, I think IGN gave it a 10, which is like, this isn't a 10, guys. Like, okay. It's not. And, you know, we've gone back to quite a few times of like, what is a 10? And it's like, for me, it's like, if the game set out to accomplish its goal, I don't really care. You know, like this, like, well, it's not a game. Like, to me, that's the weakest argument ever. Like, this isn't a game. It's like, if I'm controlling the character, just because there's a lack of fail states doesn't mean it's not a game. Like, that's a different debate for a different time. But that could be a 10. However, I don't even think it's a 10 on that metric. Like, it still misses sometimes.
Right.
Like, it's a 3-hour experience that does miss for me sometimes. For me, like, a huge miss was the, I thought that, like, the scene with the cop dad and the dark, like, he made it seem like she was like a terrorist. like he was so upset with the idea that she was like going to go to this party. And I was just like, this is kind of taking me out of it, because like, I don't think anybody's parent was like that.
Well, that's, it really builds off like the cliche, you know, then again, like, that's
right.
That's where that inauthenticity comes from me. Cause the game, I said the game feels very personal to someone who made the game, But there's no personal specific moments from their life, though. These are all just this is from The Breakfast Club. This is from Ferris Bueller. This is from After School. This is from, like, all these scenes are just from other things that we've seen before, like the cop dad who's overprotective and stuff. Is like,
right,
we've seen this, but like, if this is such a personal story that we're supposed to connect with, why are the strokes so oddly broad?
Yeah, it feels a little focus tested, you know, like it does feel a little bit like we have to sort of play by the rule book because this is what happened in the 90s. But then it takes that authenticity. It's true to the quote 90s, but it's not authentic to the feeling. Yeah.
What
of
about
the
90s. You? So like give me your last, right, like your last day of school. Let's play that, developer. And then I would probably connect with that even though I don't know you and I have different, completely different experience than you. Like I connect further more with that than standard person in from a scene of a movie that we've seen before.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. And it's, yeah, like if you don't have, like, if I guess if it doesn't grab you in the first couple chapters, like it's probably not going to, even though there could be something later in the game that would resonate with you. Like even at a 3-hour experience, that's a hard thing to sit through. Like that's a really hard, like if it's not speaking to you, then like, what is it, you know? But I do think part of this though too is the runtime. With it being 3 hours, like I think it was short enough that even for me by the end, I was like, okay, like I get it. You know, like I see what we're doing here. But like when you're on the last chapter and you're doing the party and all that, like again, for me, when I actually really like the closing of this game and I like the simplicity of it, but I also like the sort of final, like in a weird way, it's disconnected from other parts of the game, but it was very much just a, like, this is just life.
Yeah.
And that hit for me kind of thing. And so like, I think it's that, it's a lot of moments that will hit for some people, but if they don't hit, like, yeah, no, this is like a black eye. Like it's just there. Like, and that's, I don't want to say that's fair, but, it is what it is, I guess. Like, it's just, hey, this just didn't hit for you. Like that doesn't make it the worst game ever made. It just didn't hit.
No, that's where I'm at too. Like, again, like someone who does not like these games at all, ever. Life is Strange, all of them, name them. I don't like it, you know, but this one does not get extreme hate from me. Like, I feel like it feels like a missed shot at an authentic send off of the 90s. And that's fine. I know it is. I'm not offended by it. I just wish it was more personal, if anything. That said, before I go, we have to make a 5-track mixtape. What's 3 songs you're putting on there in the 90s from your
Oh God. Ocean Avenue. It has to be 90s.
Yeah, this is our 90s mixtape.
Oh God. At that point, mine would just be a lot of freaking Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Nelly would probably all be right, on there. Right. Did Eminem, was he 90s or 2000s? Even the original Marshall, the original one?
I want to say yes.
So, I mean, I know the Eminem show was definitely early 2000s, but that was a very formative album. Let me think about this. So yeah, I definitely have some Backstreet Boys, some NSYNC. Nelly would be on there.
1999 was a Slim Shady LP.
So was it Real Slim Shady? The title track, yeah. Right? Like I remember that. Yeah. So that would probably be on there. Those are the ones that just come to mind right away. Cause yeah, like the pop punk, like that's my era. And I just, man, that really didn't hit. Like when was Hybrid Theory? Hybrid Theory was 01, right?
Yeah. That's 2000s for sure.
It was 2000, so it's right on the edge there.
Yeah, because you're a little after me. So, like, yeah, it's like you said, like, all your stuff's going to be, like, that 99-2000s, like, layover year.
Oh, what's my age again? That would be one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Blink-182 would definitely be on there. Yeah, and, like, and that would probably be it. Because, yeah, I really didn't get into, like, Offspring. I didn't really get into like Sublime. I'm that guy that I think American Idiot is Green Day's best album. I know, kill me.
I love American Idiot. I mean, like, is that a bad take?
People like to say that's when they sold out. So, sure. I honestly get it, but I just think the music's better. but Dookie was like 95 or 94 or something like that. And that's kind of considered their like breakout, I think, for a lot of people. So, but no, like Blink was definitely like Blink 182 is actually not one of my favorite bands, but they were one of the first bands that I was like, okay, like what's this? Like, that's cool.
I love Blink.
So, and then I got to Jimmy Eat World. Yeah, I got to Jimmy Eat World late too, but like, no, like 2000 on is really where like my mixtapes started.
Right.
So okay, that pop punk explosion. So,
yeah. Like, no,
what about yours?
I'd probably put some Michael Imprints on there.
That's a good one.
There'll be some Michael and some Prince, and then mixed in with would be those R&B bangers like the Blackstreet, TLC.
Yeah.
I
listened to way too much TLC.
Honestly, Montel Jordan would be on it. That's why I was like, yeah. it really cut me off quick, 'cause that was a summer jam. You know, that was a cookout summer
for sure.
Jam. And then of course you got the whole Cali rap scene took off in the 90s. So all that.
Yeah, it was like late 90s.
Yeah. So all that stuff, like all the Tupac, Dr. Dre stuff, Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Yeah, I mean Eminem was definitely the explosion for my era, as well as like 50 Cent was a little bit later, but like DMX was kind of, and then there was X. I don't remember when that album came out, but like that was a big album for people of, you know, people born in the 90s, I guess. But no, yeah, like that hip hop started to, I want to say, because it took off, right? Like Nelly was the big one for me. Like, I don't know if that's just me, but I feel like that album in the 90s, what the hell is the name of that album?
I don't know the name of the album. Country Grammar. No, wait, that's the name of the album?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, so Country Grammar, and that might even actually be late 90s or even 2000. Like, to me, that was like one of the biggest albums.
It was.
For, I guess, for white folks.
It absolutely was. for all folk. So, Country Grammar hit the radio. Like, this is the best thing I've heard in my life. Like, that bop, that swing is like, I've never heard anything like it. You know, like, in thinking about and having this discussion, I'm just like, I think that's what I was missing from mixtape too. It's just like, like your mixtape hit a lot of places, but it's still a cohesiveness to it.
Sure.
The mixtape soundtrack sounded more like for lack of a better word, random eclectic big hits here and there from very different people. And I see why they did that, but that doesn't make it personal to you.
Realistically, there's nobody that looks at that set list and is like, I like all this.
Right.
that's not a thing. And you're damned if you, damned if you don't. Like, if you make it just 90s, like, I don't know. I guess you could have. I guess, but then, yeah, I don't know. I would be interested to know, like, the thought behind each song. Like, what part of the game made you pick, playing song?
I agree.
You know, like, why did you pick that? And I'm sure there's a reason. And again, speaking as somebody, like, apparently this is something that the people on the autism spectrum like myself do, like, we like associate songs to like events. So whenever I can think of an event and I can place a song to it, like, that becomes the memory, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And it seems like that's what this is. And so like I have like Ocean Avenue, I have a very specific memory because I heard it in my friend's room, and like I had this huge crush on her. I was like 12. Like, it was just like, that's what I associate that song with, kind of thing. So it seems like somebody was like narrating their life, and these are the songs that came to mind for them. But it definitely feels like a lot of these moments, this does not feel genuine. Like, this was just one person's moment. This was an eclectic, hey, I like Love from Smashing Pumpkins because it reminds me of this. Let's turn this into a chapter.
Yeah, that's where it missed for me. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, just make them next time. Make them more personal. Make have one vision. You know.
Yeah, I could see that. So when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, though, I think it's fair to say that, I mean, even though you didn't like it, are you passing on it?
I'm gonna say play it. I don't like it, but I'm not gonna be that guy like, I know what I like and what I don't like going in. So when it comes to certain genres of things in general. So like, in this case, like, I knew I wasn't going to like it or love it rather. We have to do a lot of heavy lifting for me to like this game. It didn't make it there, but at the same time, you honestly listening to you describe the game convinced me that there's a whole lot of other people that will get that from it. So like, I think it's worth playing. It's only 3 hours. It's not a whole lot of gameplay. You can, I mean, in a good way. In this case, like, you don't have to like stress over it. It's a
right. Run. You're not gonna be wandering. Or it's not Life is Strange. Like, you're not wandering around.
Exactly.
Picking up. I guess you do a little bit of that. Like picking up something and rotating it. Like even the freaking new James Bond does that. It drives me nuts. But no, yeah, there's some of that. But no, a lot of it is. It's not to say it's linear. Like duh. But like it is a more on rails. But it's also not like it's yeah. It's a strange thing to where you can't play this game except one way. Like, but it still has some agency and but it's not a choice based game either. You know, it's not Life is Strange or Walking Dead or something like that to where like the world changes around you. You know, anything like that. So which we'll talk about it. I'm sure someday. I'm sure the new Life is Strange will be put on Game Pass at some point. And I've played them all, and I think that idea of like branching paths, I think actually ultimately hurts this genre. But that's just me. But all right, I'm gonna agree, and I'm gonna say play it. This is not the one to go to war for. I don't get it. Like, just a lack of fail states does not mean there's zero gameplay. I'm not sitting here telling you it's Doom Eternal. Like, it's not by any means. It is an experience. It is not going to make, you know, it's not going to challenge you in any serious way, but I'm okay with that, I guess.
Yeah, so. You know, honestly, it just might, if you're like, listen, like it didn't hit me, but it might hit you. So it might, you know, so like, it just might.
Yeah. So, all right. That's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. That's our hot take. You should play mixtape. So send your hate mail to gpopfans@gmail.com. And let us know why we are the biggest shills, you know, whatever, you know, this isn't a real indie game, whatever argument you have, which I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but I just don't care either. So, all right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.